The apocalyptic discourse in Luke is Jesus' last words to his disciples prior to the Passion. And the character of this speech is very different than any other part of the Gospel of Luke, in that this is Jesus speaking in the temple to a small group of his disciples who he has gathered around him. And these are quiet words that are highly intense. They're words of warning, hard words about what is ahead for the apostles, for the nation of Israel, and for the temple where they are standing. It is a very poignant speech, because in the context of the hearing of this story in Luke's gospel, it would have been some 10 to 15 years after the destruction of the temple, which happened in 70 AD. And indeed, there are a series of allusions to that event in Jesus' prophecy. So when Jesus spoke these words about the temple and about it being surrounded, that the enemies are encamped around it, and then it's his prophecy at the beginning of this that there will not be one stone left upon another that will not be thrown down, that was told in the context of Jesus' time, 33-35 AD, some 35 years before the destruction of the temple. Luke's gospel and the hearing of this speech as it was composed by Luke happened sometime in the 80s, is our best estimate. So this is in the more or less immediate aftermath of the destruction of the temple, of the enslavement of an entire generation of Jews. The estimates are that Josephus' estimate is that over 1 million Jews were killed in the attacks, and that some 600,000 were taken as slaves to Rome. So these are hard words about a great tragedy which lies in the future for Jesus and the nation. And it also then is words that are heard by Luke's listeners in the context of something they know has already happened. So this first section, which happens in Jesus' speech, which is part of a much longer speech, which I would suggest that you at least read aloud and hear so that you sense where this comes in the context of that larger speech. This first part that we are reading in and hearing in this lection is about the Jewish war and what happened in the period between Jesus' death and resurrection and Luke's community and those to whom the story was told outside the community hearing Jesus' words. So there will be wars and insurrections. There was a great insurrection, which led to the Jewish war. There were arrests and persecutions of the apostles. They were handed over to synagogues and prisons. And Acts has some of those stories. The execution of Stephen, the assassination of James, the son of Zebedee, and the stories of Paul and Peter being brought before trials, synagogues, thrown into prison, testifying before kings and governors. So all of those things are told in the later parts of Luke's story in Acts. And also in the stories of Paul's trials, he clearly has not prepared his defense ahead of time, but rather he speaks the words that are given to him in that moment. And they are not able to withstand or contradict him. And so at the end of all his trials, the king Agrippa says, you know, he could have been released, and the Roman governor agrees. But he was also betrayed by relatives and friends, fellow Jews, and there were some who were put to death. And clearly, you know, Paul and others were hated because of their belief in Jesus as the Messiah. Now, the impact of this saying, then, is the confirmation of what has happened in recent years, the war, the temple, the great tragedy of what happened to the people. Luke's listeners know that these things have taken place, and the promise is that Christ will set them free in the midst of these trials and tribulations. And so there are many echoes in this speech of prophecies from the Old Testament that are fulfilled in the events of subsequent times. Jesus is referring to times of destruction that are ahead. And for Luke's listeners, these are things that have already taken place to a significant degree. But the prophecies about the judgment to come upon the world that follow in the speech are not yet fulfilled. But the overall impact of this speech is to increase the credibility of Jesus' prophecies. Now, a primary motif that is present here that that needs to be noticed is that Jesus recommends that they will triumph by being nonviolent, by endurance, just as Jesus will triumph by his endurance of suffering, death. And that may be the meaning of "not one hair of your head will perish." Clearly, in the sentences just preceding it, he talks about that some of you will be killed. But endurance means seeing things through in faith and suffering for the Word of God, suffering for Christ. And in the context of the ancient world, the most striking thing about this is that there are no words encouraging them to fight or to win glory by going into battle. And that's the background against which all of this is to be heard. So in the context of the war and the aftermath of the war, Jesus' words make supreme sense as a way of dealing with the conflicts and warfare that happens in the world. And so Jesus describes this from a somewhat detached perspective and encourages the apostles and us to think about this in light of the coming kingdom of God and the vindication of the righteous and the possibility, indeed the reality, of the triumph of those who are nonviolent.